My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them online at capitalsteps.com. Check them out live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And Elena, I know your favorite summer blockbuster of 2011 was Debt Ceiling 1. Are you ready for Debt Ceiling 2?
The sequel. This time it's personal.
Yes, if you thought adding $1 trillion to the debt ceiling, almost that much last summer, was not quite enough, they did it again a little bit less in January, and now it's coming due again. The initial thought was that this wouldn't need to happen until after the election, but some people, I guess, couldn't control themselves, and so therefore we need to have this debate again. John Boehner's going to hold the line this time, Elena. And Tim Geithner is saying that he's upset that there's going to be another fierce debate over this. So get ready.
And nobody will look good. You know that.
People who are, you know, not happy with the level of government spending every once in a while get very specific examples of why it drives them crazy. And I think just about everyone can agree that the best example of that recently was, let's just say, the beyond the probably appropriate budget of some of these GSA getaways to Las Vegas and Hawaii and so forth.
That's right, as if we could actually balance the budget on this, but still it's fun to talk about it.
Yeah, it's only hundreds of thousands of dollars and in some cases millions of dollars, so that's literally a drop in the bucket. Well, I guess it's not literal, but figuratively a drop in the bucket compared to...
There was probably a lot of drops in a lot of champagne buckets, so maybe it was.
A lot of heads rolling politically. Congress, of course, outraged by this because they would never do this themselves.
Right.
And but the Capitol Steps, going back to a classic favorite from the 1970s for the parody here.
Tell you all a story about a federal party gone awry. It seems that when they were in Vegas, both the people and the costs got high. They said skip the boring meetings and give everyone a chance to play. So now everyone in Congress has been harping about the GSA. Oh, those Vegas cats and bureaucrats were getting set to party down. They had ice sculpture, sushi lunches, and they hired about a dozen clowns. And though the GSA was glad to pay for one mind reader that they hired, well, you think a mind reader would have warned them that they might get fired. It appears they gave out yearbooks GSA attendees did not read. But to be fair, no one there was voted most likely to succeed. And if you ask what were they thinking, well, I guess one thing we know for sure is that what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas anymore.
Harkening back to the old Harper Valley PTA.
Nicely done,
Elena.
Right. It's almost the same song as Billy Joe McAllister, right?
You got me. I, of course, don't personally remember when this song came out. I'm just a good student of history.
Yes, right. You only remember the Madonna classics. We went to do a show at George Washington University one time, and they said, yeah, are you going to do any classic, you know, like classic Britney Spears, classic Madonna?
Cool.
That's so old.
Classic Britney Spears.
Classic Justin Bieber, yeah.
Wow. Now I do feel old. What else are you guys looking at these days? Plenty out there.
We're looking at JP Morgan Chase, trying to work in a few jokes about that this weekend. And luckily, I didn't lose $2 billion, so I can joke about it.
Are you worried about John Edwards' hair with the jury out right now?
My goodness, that's right. We've got to get the wig back out. wait for a verdict and get the wig ready. Yeah? We've got our basement ready. Our prop person is on the draw.
Excellent. Elena, have a great weekend. Enjoy the show.
You too.
Enjoy the shows. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.